Time for our Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92, and it's the fifth Wednesday of the month, and that means we're going to talk to Big Stone Therapies, and Kelly Whitnable is in the studio with us. Always nice to see Kelly in the studios. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are you doing,
Paul? I'm doing great. You guys get the fifth Wednesday during Wellness Wednesday.
We do, and we really appreciate that. That gives us an opportunity with Big Stone Therapies to talk about some of the services that we offer in the local towns and schools. And, you know,
Big Stone Therapies has really expanded over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Talk a little bit about that.
So I've worked for Big Stone for almost 27 years.
Oh, nice.
When we started, we had 5 clinics. Now we are up to over 42, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And over 400 employees, I believe, also. So really expanded, wanting to bring rock solid rehab to the rural area.
Yeah. Three states, upper Midwest?
Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Michigan. And we do have BST staffing, which does some work in other.
Didn't realize that. Yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
How many years have you been there?
Almost 27.
27. Wow. That's your time for retirement almost, huh? Nope.
I don't know. I love what I do. So.
Yeah. That's what Maynard and I say. You know, we have no plans to retire. We love what we do. So, All right. Well, you're in for a specific reason. Why don't you tell the listeners about it?
So March is Athletic Training Month, and we thought it would be a good opportunity for us to talk just a little bit about athletic trainers, what we do, what our schooling is, and what services we offer in some of the towns that we have clinics in.
Okay. What exactly is an athletic trainer?
So an athletic trainer is someone who goes to school for 4 years and or can get a graduate assistant program for 6. We are trained in evaluating, treating, rehabbing sports-related injuries. We do on-field coverage of athletic events, screen the athletes at the school, treat them at the school if we can, and or get them into our therapy clinics to get them back to their athletic events quicker and faster.
Okay. There usually is an athletic trainer at each high school athletic event that I attend anyway. Mostly?
Well, it depends on the schools.
Oh, okay.
A lot of our rural schools, our coverage is a couple of afternoons a week and major events like football, wrestling. So most of the schools in the rural area don't have an athletic trainer on site every single day.
Okay. Now, you guys are in a number of area schools. Tell us a little bit about that, Kelly.
So we cover quite a few schools, and I apologize if I miss any. He's putting me on the spot here. But we cover in South Dakota, Clear Lake, Watertown, Sisseton. In Minnesota, we cover Lac La Parle, Ortonville, Benson, Wyoming, Mineota, Lakeview, Marshall.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a few. We have some more up north in the Brainerd area that we cover also.
Okay. So you work closely with the kids, not only at games, but during practice and stuff. Concussions has been a big issue in the last few years.
So typically I go out to the school a couple afternoons a week, touch base with the coaches, see if there's any kids that have any injuries or issues that they want me to take a look at. We also provide, on the days that I'm not there, we provide free sports screens in both our Appleton and Madison therapy departments, so they can get a 30-minute screen at no cost to them. Okay. And then we determine, you know, is it something we can handle with a home exercise program, or is it something that needs to be rehabbed in the therapy department.
Right. Now, I mentioned concussions. Take us through step by step. Now, there's a concussion protocol if someone some student athlete hits their head hard or something like that. Talk about that a little bit. Is there a protocol to get back onto the field to play?
Yeah, there state does mandate that there is a 7-step return to play criteria. Typically, at least the schools that we work in, they do an impact test, typically a baseline impact test. And then
what's that consist of?
So the impact test is a computerized test that tests your reaction time, your speed, your memory, things like that. So we do a baseline every 2 years. And then if an athlete hits their head, whether that be on the field, off the field, and is having concussion symptoms, the nurse at the school works with us very well. She will do a post-concussion impact test and then compare where they're at compared to their baseline. And then we use that as a tool for return to play criteria, but we also are looking at signs and symptoms, balance. We do a lot of vestibular and oculomotor tests and have found that rehabbing kids with concussions can get them back to athletics quicker and safer.
So are you the one that says, yes, you can play now, or with a doctor's order, or how does that work?
You mean when we rehab them?
Yeah.
So they have to be released by a medical provider.
Okay. Okay.
So we rehab them and we let the provider know, whoever sent us the order. They're at level, typically the first four levels of the concussion protocol we can do in the rehab department. And then after that, it involves returning to more sport activities. So they will return to non-contact practice. If that goes well, then the next day they can advance to like contact and then full practice. So there's, and it, they can only improve one level every 24 hours. So
there you go. It's changed a lot since I was in high school in the 70s. I had one high school injury, and that was a really bad sprained ankle in basketball. And I remember just sitting at home for a couple days with ice pack on my ankle, and that was it. If I felt good enough to get back, I went and got back on the court. So,
and a lot of times, a lot of times we can do that with some injuries. Other ones, if we rehab them, it decreases the chance that you may have a reoccurrence or a more serious injury down the road.
All right. So you keep busy.
Yep,
you do. There's something else that you wanted to mention today.
Well, I just want, you know, a lot of people probably aren't familiar with the training that really goes in to being an athletic trainer. And so, you know, as an athletic trainer, we do go to a four-year school, lots of sciences. You need to get accepted into the athletic training program. And we have, I mean, I was in school a long time ago, but there are a required number of hours that you have to cover the college athletics in order to be able to get your college degree as an athletic trainer. Then once you get that degree, there is a national test that you have to pass in order to call yourself an athletic trainer and be able to use those credentials.
Is there a shortage of people going into that field, or
I think, I don't think there, it's hard to say, but I think the misconception is that, you know, we all see athletic trainers on the side of major events, and when we're just athletic trainers and we want, I shouldn't say just, when we're athletic trainers and we want to move back to the rural area, if we're not a teacher, we don't work in therapy, it's hard to find a full-time job as a trainer. Because most schools don't have full-time trainers that they employ in the rural area. And so it's an awesome job. I love it.
Yep.
But easier to find a job in the rural area if you have a teaching degree or you have a therapy, some type of therapy degree, something else. That's how I got my job.
Okay.
Doing what I truly love is I went to PTA school. They hired me as a PTA, and I said, "Hey, I want to cover athletics. I've got this athletic training degree." And then we started reaching out to some local schools and signing contracts to provide services.
Yeah, it's a valuable service, that's for sure. So, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I love it. So, the sooner we can see kids and work with other healthcare providers in the area, the quicker they get better and can get back to what they love.
That's right. So what do you like about working at Big Stone Therapies, Kelly?
What do I like?
Yeah, what do you like about what do you like about your job? Let's put it that way.
Well, I love the people that I work with. Yep. I love working with the people in the community and watching people come into our department that have issues and helping them get back to what they love to do.
Yep.
I also really love about Big Stone Therapies. I have had a lot of opportunities to grow my skills and my education and learn from some really awesome therapists. And I think for me, that's what it's about, is getting better at what you do, learning new skills, and helping others to grow also.
Yeah, you do a fantastic job. I know when I'm broadcasting games and a student gets hurt, and I always say, there's Kelly. Kelly's out there, and it's going to be fine.
Well, I hope that's what happens.
Yeah. Who else helps you, like at Locker Parle and stuff? Some other
people? So Matt Carmody, he's a physical therapist, EMT, who is trained in sideline emergency. He's a godsend to me, and we work really well as a team.
Good. All right. Do we cover everything that you wanted to talk about?
So, unless you got anything you want to ask me.
Well, I'll probably be coming in next month and with my therapy session here that the doctor just ordered today. So.
Well, and the other thing I want to say is keep in mind that athletes aren't just high school and college athletes. I consider workers athletes because you have to perform a job just like we do in athletics. And so we do offer screens to people with injuries and do work with businesses too.
Oh, you do.
To help people overcome their injuries.
Awesome. So how do people get a hold of you then, or how do do you need a doctor's recommendation or not?
It depends on insurance.
Okay.
Physical therapists in the state of Minnesota do have direct access, but most insurance companies do require a doctor's order in order to pay for therapy.
Right.
So I always recommend that you check with your insurance company. If they don't require a doctor's order, you can come directly to therapy. And if you're looking for the free sports screens and you live in the Madison area, you can contact us at 320-698-7162 is our Madison clinic, and 320-289-8503 is our Appleton clinic. Those are the two clinics that I work in on a regular basis.
Okay, good. Before I let you go, what is a screening? You said...
Oh, like a sports screen?
Sports screen. What is that?
So they come in, let's say your shoulder hurts.
Yep.
We will listen to what happened, look at the mechanism of injury, look at your range of motion, look at your strength, find out what you're having trouble with.
An evaluation-like type thing.
Yep. Okay. And then, you know, it's probably important for people to know, you know, if I do see you, what I'm looking for criteria to return to play if it's not a concussion, is that the athlete has 90% range of motion, 80% strength, and able to perform their functional activities without compensation. Okay. So those are kind of the criteria we look for. Because the parents aren't on site, if it's a injury that I feel needs more than what we can handle at the school, I'll call the parents and just say, hey, this is what I think's going on. I think they need to see somebody. Okay. And then they have the option to take them wherever they would like to take them.
Okay. All right. Real good, Kelly. That was interesting. I learned something today. Awesome. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. And we appreciate all that Q92 does to support us. So thank you.
All right. Kelly Whitnable with Big Stone Therapies. And what's your title? You got a long title. Athletic trainer. What else?
I'm a physical therapist assistant, athletic trainer, EMT.
Okay, there you go. Thanks,
and chronic pain specialist.
Chronic pain specialist. Okay. That's a title. I'm just sports director. That's all I have. So, all right. Kelly Whitnable with Big Stone Therapies, and that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.